Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tens of thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators are marching in London and other cities around to demand Israel stop its bombardment of Gaza. The war has sparked both pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protests around the world. In Australia, thousands marched through central Sydney shouting, "Shame, shame Israel," and "Palestine will never die." Several hundred marched in the Italian capital, Rome. Police in Berlin banned a pro-Palestinian rally on Sunday. As trucks carrying aid crossed into Gaza on Saturday, some Gazans said it was far from what was needed to help over 2 million people currently under siege in the Strip. Emma Gell reports from Reuters.
For many who have been displaced in the growing conflicts, 20 trucks are simply not enough for the enclave's 2.3 million people. "Where is your humanity? We need to know what is being done," says this man, who is calling on Arab countries to send help. Before the outbreak of war, an average of about 450 aid trucks were arriving daily in Gaza. The United Nations says more than a million have been made homeless. There are no safe bomb shelters in Gaza, where over 50% of Palestinians live in poverty. In Egypt, Arab leaders condemned the siege of Gaza at a summit convened hastily to find a peace settlement. But the absence of Israel and senior U.S. officials at the meeting undermined any prospect for halting the escalating war.
Emma Gell reporting from Reuters. The fallout from the Israel-Hamas war has spilled into workplaces everywhere, with corporate leaders from the highest ranks of prominent companies weighing in with their views, while workers complain their voices are not being heard. Islamic rights advocates say much of the corporate response has minimized the suffering in Gaza. Jewish groups have criticized tepid responses or slow reactions to the October 7th Hamas rampage that killed 1,400 people in Israel and triggered the latest war. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.